18th parak of Oilas, 10th Mishnah, final Mishnah of Oilas, till we review it and then we start again. Asorah mekoymes ein bahen mishum ador avodah kochav. We learned the previous Mishnahs that there are places where goyim live. We have to be concerned of tumas meis because they bury their nefilah. There are certain places that they live in and we don't have to be concerned. Oyale or Arabiyim, tents of Arabians, the sukkahs, a certain type. These are all temporary dwelling places. Sukkah is also a temporary hut. Srifan is a different type of hut. Bogan is a third type of hut. Yeah. The srif is like a teepee. It comes to a point, or at least the two walls hit each other. They don't have, doesn't have a flat roof. And Boganim is watchmen in the fields would go in these Boganim to protect themselves from the rain. Al Kitios is a rooftop supported by pillars in the summer when people go into it to have a good cross ventilation, no walls, and protect from the sun. Beis HaShar is an anteroom to the courtyard. Vavir Shalchotze, the ear space of the Chotze, a Merchatz, or bathhouse, Hokem Achitzim, place where they keep their Chitzim, their arrows, Mokem Halegyoines, place where the soldiers camp out. All these are temporary places which there wasn't concern of burying of these Nephilim.